Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Hey, I'm real pleased to have Mish back with me. Mish, post-Brexit Mish, I should say. How are you today?
Post-Brexit? Well, I'm still happy over the result. I think it was a phenomenal result. My prediction, right up to the day that we had that unfortunate assassination, was that Brexit was going to pull it out. After that, I had changed my mind, and I thought Remain was going to eke out a narrow victory. And actually, so did Nigel Farage, who at one point tweeted,
I saw that,
"Well, it appears we've lost." And about 15 minutes later, the results started pouring in, and just massively wrong the polls were about how they projected these people would vote.
No,
I wrote about it actually the day before, and I can't remember the pollster, YouGov perhaps. It doesn't matter. I don't want to get the wrong one, though. You know, just went to like 0%, said that everybody's decided. What they did was they took 9% of these people who were undecided and said they were all going to vote for Remain, because that's what history says. And that's how you got these wild numbers. I disputed that, but I didn't realize just how wildly wrong those things were going to be.
Well, I was watching the early returns. I went off to my wife had a little graduation ceremony, so I left at about 5:30. It was all in hand at that point in time. I mean, we'd had enough returns, 5:30 my time, we'd had enough returns that they were all calling for the Remain to have won. And the first line I saw came out of, I believe the BBC said 53-47. You know, it was like a pretty commanding lead. You could almost feel like the, you know, the Dewey wins headlines, you know, being printed across the world.
You know what? It's funny because I almost talked about that before. However, you are watching here in the U.S. The Telegraph had and all of the U.S. ones were horrendous. Market, even Wall Street Journal, Market Watch was pathetic, had almost nothing. Wall Street Journal was hours behind. Bloomberg, hours behind. The Guardian was not very good, but it was better than the U.S. sites. The Telegraph had live results coming in, and it didn't look anything like what you just described. It was very early on. They had some expert who I was like shocked. He called it. He called it for leave. He goes, you know, this is, he says, just looking at these early returns. He said, from my political experience, I'm 80% certain leave is going to, you know, and it about an hour later became 100.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am unabashedly in favor of the leave vote, and I've explained why on the site a few times, but I've been having some interesting, if not at times troubling, conversations with people who live around me, very intelligent people, many of them very progressive, and they're aghast. They just thought this was a horrible decision, and it was all about racism, and it was all about you know people shooting themselves in the foot, and it was a big step backwards. A lot of disappointed people. And when I picked at that, I couldn't really find much beyond like the talking point headlines. Was racism a component? Well, possibly a few percent of the vote. I don't know what extent, but I will tell you that, you know, for the people I talked to who were over there, who wanted to leave, very intelligent people, they just, their main point of view wasn't immigrants, although actually it's an honest to God real issue. That has, if people were facing it here in my town, I think they would have been singing a very different tune. They haven't experienced it, but to people who have experienced it, it's a real thing. But the main point was, hey, we'd like some self-determination. We don't like having these unelected, appointed sort of bureaucrats from Brussels telling us what we can and can't do.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.